Buckle up, listeners, because today we are diving headfirst into William Raist's The Last Pilot.
A wild ride through space opera, that's for sure.
And we are talking epic battles, political intrigue.
Don't forget the questions about technology and power. Raist really doesn't hold back.
Not one bit. Right away, he throws us into this world ruled by the Trang. They're technologically light years ahead, right?
Light years is an understatement. And it all boils down to Illamon. It's this ability, almost like a sixth sense, but for machines.
So they're practically plugged into their tech.
Exactly. It's the foundation of their entire civilization. Though that does make them a little vulnerable. Think about it. Depending on one thing so completely.
That's where the Sheenies come in.
Precisely. Yeah. Now, the Sheeny, they're the engineers, the builders. Mm-hmm. Brilliant minds. But when it comes to piloting...
Completely off limits.
Forbidden. Almost like a caste system. And you can bet there's some serious tension there.
Yeah, you get the feeling there's a lot of history we're just scratching the surface of.
Oh, absolutely. Raist throws out these hints, like the exile of the pure. What does that even mean?
Right. Who are the pure? It's like this puzzle box waiting to be opened.
A puzzle box with galactic consequences.
And just when you think you have a handle on things, Raist throws Kathan into the mix. Emperor's daughter, rebellious streak a mile wide.
Oh, she turns the Trang world upside down. And her friendship with Pak, a gifted Shandy engineer, no less. Talk about shaking things up.
Talk about a recipe for an epic story.
And we're just getting started.
This Jask, though, you were saying it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And not just some weapon, right?
Right. The Jask, it's almost an existential threat to the Trang.
Because it can, what, shut down their Illamon?
Imagine their entire civilization built on this one ability, and the Jask can just switch it off. Boof. No wonder they're terrified of it.
So when that Shinine ambassador tries to steal it...
That's not just theft. That's a declaration of war. It's a giant, we're not okay with this, aimed right at the Trang.
And it's like Raist saying, all that history you felt simmering. Yeah, it's about to boil over.
This is where Meloris comes in, our antagonist. And, you know, you almost sympathize with him at first.
Driven by vengeance, right? This Shenny who's seen firsthand what the Trang are capable of.
He embodies the consequences of the Trang's actions. What happens when one group hoards power for so long. But, and this is crucial, Meloris shows us how that pain can twist you. He wants to tear down the Trang, but at what cost?
Yeah, he makes some pretty dark choices. But back to the action. Things go sideways fast with that attack on the Trang Palace. The Vedan, like we didn't have enough galactic drama going on.
But it's in that chaos that we see Kathan really step up. Emperor's daughter or not, she's got guts.
Grabbing Pak, stealing a ship. Talk about a crash course in piloting under pressure.
It's more than just piloting, though. This is where Kathan starts to grow into a leader. And Pak. He's the voice of reason she desperately needs. Their whole dynamic shifts. It's not just friendship now. It's
like he's her guide, while the galaxy's trying to pull her in a million directions at once.
Exactly. Because, don't forget, Meloris has his hands on some Kryptium now. Bad news for anyone, but especially for the Trang.
And you mentioned the Starlines before. What's the deal with those? They feel almost mythical, like...
They're more than just navigation, that's for sure. Think of them as a link to the past, to a time before the Trang, when the galaxy worked differently. And within that knowledge, maybe, just maybe, a way to challenge the Trang's dominance.
So when Kathan crash lands on the Metris, it's not just bad luck, it's almost like... dot fate.
Here you have this advanced Trang, practically raised on tech, meeting humans who are, by comparison,
scrappy, making do with what they've got.
Exactly. It's a huge culture clash.
Yeah.
And I love how Raist doesn't make the humans automatically afraid.
Yeah.
Curious, yes, but also
hopeful. Like maybe these strange aliens aren't so bad after all, so they're stuck, right? Kathan, Pak, these humans, millions of light years from home. What happens next?
It's a recipe for disaster, you'd think. But Raist flips the script. These humans, they surprise you.
They don't freak out. I mean, there's an alien spaceship right there.
They're more curious than scared. And don't forget, these are explorers. They're used to dealing with the unknown.
That's what gets me about Raist. It's like, yeah, space battles, crazy tech. But at its heart, The Last Pilot is about connection.
Finding common ground when everything's trying to tear you apart. And speaking of tearing things apart, Meloris... He's not messing around.
He's got the Praetoria and the Jask. It's like he's holding all the cards.
And he plays them ruthlessly. The ISF fleet never stood a chance. He cripples them, takes their Illamon. One minute, they're the galaxy's protectors. The next, sitting ducks.
Brutal. And you were saying this is where Kathan makes her stand, but how do you even fight that?
It's more than just a fight. This is where the whole story comes together. Melloris, he's consumed by the past. The Trang, the power, the revenge. It's all he sees.
He becomes the very thing he was fighting against.
Exactly. And Kaithin. She's the counterpoint. She sees the bigger picture. The galaxy's on the brink, not just the Trang and the Shani.
So she has to stop him, even if...
Even if it means risking everything. And this is where those star lines come in. Not just navigation. Think of them like the galaxy's source code.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
They hold secrets.
Yeah.
Knowledge. Even the Trang have forgotten. And Kaithin, she starts to put the pieces together. She sees a way.
To defeat Melloris, but he's got the Jask.
Sometimes the greatest weapon is knowledge. Understanding. The Jask is powerful, yes, but it's a blunt instrument, Kaithin. She's playing a different game now.
This is getting good. So what happens? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Race leaves us with a question. Can compassion, understanding, can those things triumph over hate and vengeance? Can Kaithin, even with all her knowledge, defeat someone so consumed by darkness?
Talk about a cliffhanger. Raist really knows how to keep you guessing. So what did we learn from this deep dive into the last pilot?
This wasn't just a fun romp through space battles, though there were plenty. It's about the choices we make. The power of connection in a galaxy trying to tear us apart.
About looking beyond the obvious, right? Like those star lines hiding in plain sight.
And the consequences of holding on to anger, to the past. Melloris is a cautionary tale. But Kaithin, she's a flicker of hope. Proof that even in the darkest times, there's always a different way.
A reminder that even when you're millions of light years from home, you're never truly alone. That's William Raist's The Last Pilot. Join us next time as we journey to another corner of the literary universe. Until then, keep exploring.